Garmin's new GTN 650 and 750 will necessitate training for customers. How will that be done? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. At the recent Aircraft Electronics Association convention and trade show in Reno, Garmin introduced the new GTN 650 and 750, which will gradually replace the GNS 430 and 530 in the lineup. In yesterday's special feature, I spoke with Garmin's Director of Aviation Aftermarket Sales, Jim Alpizer, about the new products and how dealers will get the necessary training. But what about training for customers?
We've got really several really great training tools. Obviously, the pilot's guide and the cockpit reference guide are going to be available for them to read through and really learn the finite details of the product. But the PC training tool, we have that available from day one. That comes delivered with the product in each and every shipment. And that effectively lets the customer put the software on their computer, on their PC, and play with it, learn it, see how it's going to work, see how it's going to do different scenarios that they're going to be flying. And we've always done that for our 430s and our 530s and G500 and G600, and it's worked out really well, both from a pilot familiarization standpoint, but also as a sales training tool. The best way to fall in love with a product is to get a chance to use it, and using it on a computer is going to be a good way to do that, but getting in front of the product and really seeing how the touchscreen responds and doing some of the face-to-face buttonology is going to be critical as well, and I think, like I said, when you get in front of it, you just fall in love with it. Another element that we do have is a familiarization DVD, and starring one of our very own sales managers, Dave Brown, and he's worked with our own folks internally to do about a 25-minute familiarization video, and it really gives you everything you need to know to be comfortable for your first flight. How do you work the comms? What are some shortcuts that you want to know about? How do you do, direct to navigation? How to throw in an approach? Some things like that. So it's a there'll be no issues with transitioning from a 430 or 530 to a new GTN product. It's just so easy.
Now, you've mentioned about some of the features that migrated down market from your higher end products into these new products. I noticed that the 650 and the 750 seem to be farther ahead in some ways in buttonology, knobology terms than some of your higher end products. Will some of that migrate up the product chain?
We're always working on new products and new ideas and new concepts and ways we can make life simpler and more efficient for our customers. And I'm sure that will continue to happen. Don't have anything, obviously, that I can say at this point, but we're always trying to raise the bar higher and higher and do better things for aviation.
All right. We're always trying to pry the rock and get the information before anybody else. So forgive.
We're good about keeping our secrets, like you said before.
That really was amazing that you kept it that secret. Let me shift gears a little bit here and ask you about a topic that has recently come up regarding GPS and an initiative to implement rural broadband access. A company called LightSquared has been issued a waiver to be able to use frequencies for 1,500-watt transmitters in a broadband system serving rural areas. And it's been issued in a group of frequencies that by international convention has been reserved up till now for other weak satellite downlink signals, and it winds up right next to the GPS segment of the spectrum with signals that are a billion times the power of the downlink GPS signals. There's a coalition now that's doing some great work in terms of getting the FCC to reconsider, and if not, Congress to force the FCC to reconsider. But among the things that have been brought up in this discussion a number of times is a white paper that Garmin published. Garmin did some research that estimated where the light squared transmitters would have their impact on GPS reception. And in some cases, you can start to see the impact of this 13 miles out from the light squared transmitter sites, and there are going to be 40,000 of these. Yeah. And all I could think of when I saw that was holding up a coverage map of the United States and a hole punch and starting going chunk, chunk, chunk 40,000 times. How big a problem is this, and how does it affect Garmin and the public, in your opinion?
Sure. Well, I tell you what, Garmin's been a very strong voice in this whole situation here. And early this year, I think it was the middle of January, like you said, we came out with a white paper that was to identify this problem for everybody. And And so we understand, we did some testing, and we were concerned about the impact that this could have. And we were able to rally a tremendous amount of support from our customer base, both end customers and from OEMs, aircraft OEMs, and just really raise awareness. And so it's a pretty big darn deal, quite honestly, that would be pretty devastating to a lot of applications, just even above and beyond general aviation utilization of GPS signals. But so it's a pretty darn big deal all across the board. That being said, I've got good confidence that the right outcome is going to happen, and I think it's just going to take some time to figure out who does what, and LightSquare is going to have to make some concessions, and Garmin and other industry folks are playing a big part of helping define that process and what's going to be acceptable and what's not going to be acceptable. So at the end of the day, I'm confident that the right thing is going to happen, but it's a little bit of a distraction, as you can imagine.
More with Garmin's Jim Alpizer from AEA 2011 in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from AeroNews.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is general aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the AeroNews special feature. I'm Paul Platt, talking with Jim Alpizer of Garmin. We'd covered all my specific questions by this point in the conversation. So what else is new at Garmin these days?
Well, I tell you what, we do have a ton of things that are going on, and I wish I could talk about it, but I'm sworn to secrecy on what's going on in the Skunk Works. But I will say that even in an economic time that shows signs of recovery now, but has been troubling over the past couple of years. We've continued to pour, an incredible amount of money into research and development, and everybody's seeing the rewards of that investment that we've made during these difficult economic times. And we've got some great and exciting new products that are now coming available. The GTN 650 and the GTN 750, our new GMA 350 and 350EH with voice command technology and 3D audio. We've got just a whole host of other things that are coming up in the queue because we continue to reinvest in ourselves, and that's really what it's all about. That's what drives the passion of Garmin, is being able to serve the general aviation marketplace in a great way and to make flying safer for everybody and to make everything simpler as best we possibly can and to support the heck out of the product. And we want to stand behind our products 100% and be there to help out and to provide the right training tools and to provide the right product support. And so we're there to stand behind it 100%, and we'll keep doing the right things if customers keep buying our products.
Let's talk about who's buying your products as a final wrap-up note here, because obviously the original equipment manufacturers, especially in the low end of GA, have just been hammered the past couple of years. That traditionally has been a significant part of any upline models in avionics equipment. How has Garmin been doing in terms of filling in the lost business there with success in the aftermarket STC market?
Yeah, we actually we have had some success there, and as you said, last year and probably this year as well is going to be a tough year for aircraft manufacturers and the amount of equipment they can buy from us, and so it's exciting to be able to offset some of that with great new products like the GTN and the new GMA audio panels. And And we've got, the traffic system out there on the market that's been out there for about a year now, the GTS 800, 820, and 850. And so those introductions of those products have certainly helped prop up the side of the business that's fallen on a little bit tougher time. But we continue to try to balance as best we can and diversify as best we can. And Garmin's great about that because we also have, you know, this aviation segment, but we've got a real nice marine segment, and we've got a real nice fitness segment, you know, GPS watches for runners and bikers and boaters and hikers and backpackers and obviously the cars as well. So it's exciting to be around a company that's so diverse and a lot of energy and enthusiasm walking around the halls in Olathe, Kansas, and in our other locations as well.
Well, Jim, we appreciate your taking some time out. I know the show floor has been busy here. Again, congratulations on a great debut of those two new products.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Jim Alpizer is the Director of Aftermarket Aviation Sales for Garmin International. Find out more about the company and its products at Garmin.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.